The school funding was considered routine enough that it was put on the consent agenda, but Cheryl Westover asked to pull the item. She thought the budget was not realistic in the heat of a national economic crisis.
I was listening to the news this morning and hearing that we're going to be asked for another round of bailout money for banks and that type of thing. And I just really think it's time for us to tighten our belt. We had one work session with the school district, and their total budget is a little over $16 million. They've lost over 600 students on campus. And I just think that's, you know, we asked maybe to even tighten the belt, and then $60,000 was pulled out of reserve instead of really tightening the belt. And I'm very pro-education. I'm very pro. I don't want to see any teachers laid off. But I know, like our city budget, every budget has fluff. And I think it's time for us to start thinking about giving back to all the residents of Sitka and see what we can do to help with our tax dollars.
Westover thought the school district budget was huge for the number of students it served. She said she wouldn't vote for the $5.9 million city contribution. Nancy Kavanaugh agreed in principle with Westover, but said she would support the funding. She urged the school district to be prudent with stimulus funds.
Things just need to get tighter. This is not a good economy. And I am, too, disappointed that the money came out of reserves. And I know that, that there was somewhat of a gamble on the school board's part, hoping and believing that probably stimulus money would come through and they wouldn't really need to take that money out of reserves. And, in fact, it looks like stimulus money has come through for them. I hope that stimulus money isn't used to continue to develop things, but is put into reserves.
American Recovery and Reinvestment Act estimates for Alaska schools were released on Monday. Sitka's share could be as much as $1.5 million. Reber Stein suggested that now was not the time for a goal line stand on the school budget.
The time to work with the school board to reduce their expenditures is not when the resolution reaches the assembly table. Another concern is that, you know, when we ask or we make statements like we hope that stimulus money goes into savings, I don't know that that's the intent of stimulus money. I think stimulus money is in its naming to, you know, to keep people working, to recycle money within the community.
Mayor Scott McAdams, who formerly served on the school board, said the Sitka district was considered a shining star in the state. Although he thought it would be good to look for ways to consolidate the budget in the future, he was proud and happy to support it as presented. The vote was 6-1, with only Westover opposed. Near the end of the meeting, school board member Lon Garrison arrived to speak under persons to be heard. He wanted to thank the assembly for supporting the district and to set the record straight about student numbers and the budget.
Our charge as school board is a charge to educate children to the best of our ability with every cent that we have available to us. Yes, we've lost 600 students since 1992. We haven't lost 600 students in just the last year. We have lost a lot of students in the last 2 years, nearly 100 students. We've also reduced teaching staff by nearly 7 positions in the last 2.5 years.
Garrison added that we're doing the business we need to do, and we're cognizant of the costs. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.